With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will not be running for election next time around and is going to enter 40-year-long political career.
The 85-year-old Democrat, a mother of five who started in politics as a volunteer, has represented San Francisco, California for nearly 40 years. In 2007, she became the first woman elected as House Speaker. She helped steer landmark policies like the Affordable Care Act, Dodd-Frank financial reforms, and the repeal of the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. In her announcement post, she left those who sent her to Congress with a call to action.
We have made progress. We have always led the way, and now we must continue to do so by remaining full participants in our democracy.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says targeting America's weight problem will help reduce health care costs in the long run.
Obesity is the number one driver of chronic disease. 50% of our adult population are obese or overweight. It drives about 50% of health care costs in this country.
And President Trump today, along with Kennedy and others, unveiling a deal to lower costs on two popular obesity drugs. A young Dallas Cowboys player was found dead in a suspected suicide after evading police.
Police in a Dallas suburb say 24-year-old Dallas Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Nealon was found dead of an apparent suicide after evading authorities in his vehicle and fleeing the scene of an accident on foot. Frisco police say Nealon didn't stop for Texas Department of Public Safety troopers in a chase that was joined by Frisco police.
That is correspondent Ben Thomas reporting. On Wall Street, a very slow session so far today. Right now, the Dow is down close to 300 points. The Nasdaq off 367. This is SRN News. A female hockey player has decided to call it quits. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
Rachel Stoneberg doesn't want to play against men, and under the law in Minnesota where she lives, she would have to. The Women's Hockey Association of Minnesota has several men playing on its teams, and Stoneberg, in a social media post, says it's time to draw a line. Writing on X, Stoneberg says of the league, quote, "They do not care about my safety or the sanctity of the sport. I can no longer participate in a league that does not care about me." Michael Harrington reporting.
A Dutch venue has canceled an historic Hanukkah concert because one of the singers is connected to the Israeli army. Amsterdam's Royal Concert Hall is ending 10 years of Hanukkah concerts over Shai Abramson, a retired IDF member who serves as the army's cantor. The concert series was first revived in 2015, 70 years after it was stopped by the Nazis. This is SRN News. The FAA has ordered a 10% cut in flights at 40 major U.S. airports starting tomorrow. That's due to the record-breaking government shutdown, and they're aiming to relieve strain on controllers as well, as many are working long hours despite the fact they're not even being paid right now. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing she will not seek re-election and intends to retire at the end of her current term, not running for re-election in 2026. Overnight raids on the West Bank resulted in the fatal shooting of a young Palestinian. It all happened after yet another violation by the terrorist group Hamas. Robinhood and other trading platforms are expanding their prediction markets. They're now brokered through sites like Polymarket with expectations of reaching $95 billion worth of trading volume by the year 2035. More on these stories at srnnews.com.